So, up next is a bit of a fleeting report about Audioscope. It happened a couple of weeks back. We didn't have time for this in last week's show because it was our Willie J. Healy special. But Jack Sudd went along to the event and spoke to a couple of bands. So he caught up with... And I have it here in my notes. I know that he caught up with the organiser, Stuart Folks, but he also met Tamman Shud and Kogumaza. Shall we see what happened?
So I'm just in Audioscope. First act on, it was so noisy. It was unbelievable. I've never heard anything like that. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. Stuart, you're the co-organiser. How are you finding it so far?
Yeah, it's all going smoothly so far. We're about midway through the afternoon. About half the bands have turned up. The room's full. Bands seem to be going down really well, so very happy so far, yeah.
It's packed out, and this is all for charity, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. So we're raising money for Shelter, the homelessness charity, and we've been doing it for 15 years. So,
15 years?
Yeah, we're celebrating this year. It's the 15th birthday, so... Okay. We didn't think, you know, we'd be doing it in 2002 for the second one, let alone in 2015, back to the 15th one, so it's nice to be doing it this long, really.
Why do you think it's been going so well and for so long in Oxford?
And so I like to think that it's a festival that gives something a little bit different to the Oxford music scene, so we put on stuff that's a bit more left-field, a bit more alternative, a bit more avant-garde, so here you can see everything from kind of an abstract drone band through to some extremely loud, brutal hardcore.
Is this not the loudest band, like, ever?
They've actually just walked in. They were surprisingly softly spoken and quiet, but... I think
when was that choir bunch that just walked past?
That lovely bunch of choir boys was part chimp, yeah. So, but I think when they plug their amps in and turn up, they are pretty much the loudest band I've ever heard in my life.
Right, okay. So you guys were third on or fourth on today? Third.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever heard anything as loud as that before.
Thanks.
How does it work, like, in the studio? Do you just kind of
you just
play
it really loudly and then it sounds really loud?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's simple.
Just literally, that's it.
We just turn the volume up really high.
If you invite Derry to be in your band, Derry doesn't go any lower than 11, so you kind of have to...
What does that mean? What does 11 mean?
It means the loudest number.
In terms of scales.
Yeah.
Hello, Kogumaza. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good.
Yeah, all right, thank you.
Yeah, you sweaty? That was quite intense.
Yeah, very sweaty.
And did you know Stuart, who gave you the call and said we'd like your noise, please?
Yeah, I've known Stuart for, I guess, like 15 years or something depressing like that.
That's as long as this has been running?
Yeah. So
how many times have you played here?
This is my fourth time, but this is the first time this band's played at Audioscope.
Chris is a record holder for the...
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Is that a good record to have? I don't know.
You've come here the most?
I think so.
And how have you seen it change?
I don't know, actually. Different venues. I can't even remember where the first one was. Zodiac.
So it's been the best, do you think? Has this been up there?
Yeah. I think so. Lineup's really good today as well, so it's like definitely one that I probably would have come to as a punter, even if I wasn't playing.
Thanks to Jack Sudd, a man that clearly hasn't seen Spinal Tap. This is BBC Introducing in Oxford, and we are always turned up to 11. The Oxford band at Audioscope, which raised, incidentally, £2,500 in one night, was Cone, and this is their song, Bauhaus Table.